Good morning, everyone. It's good for all of our congregations to be here. I think the last time we were all together was at the summer retreat, right? So my name is Pastor Peter Lee. I'm one of the pastors focused on the English ministry youth. And this is, of course, Elder David Fong. And it's great to be here. Thank you for allowing me to give you the message from the Word. Let's pray. Father God, we thank you, Lord, for this time that we can gather together to read Scripture, understand it, apply it to our lives, especially this week as it is Thanksgiving. And so, Father, we give you the thanks. We are reminded of all of the good and the bad that has happened in our life this past year. And we want to thank you for both. And we want to know why we should be thankful for both. Why we should be thankful for even the bad stuff. Father, Lord, we know that we are very subjective in our ideas of what is good and what is bad. And forgive us for only thanking you during times that we think are good. Help us to have more of a biblical and godly perspective as we go through this passage in Ephesians. We pray all these things in Jesus' name.
Amen. 主，上帝，我们在你面前来感谢你，谢谢你让我们今天能够聚集在一起，来学习你的话语，来查考以弗所书五章。主，我们也特别是在这个感恩的季节里面，到你面前来感谢你，来赞美你，数算你在我们身上所加的一切的恩典。主，我们也常常知道我们有我们自己的标准，什么是好，什么是坏。但是呢，我们学习这段经文的时候，求主圣灵呢帮助我们，什么是神的标准，在神眼里看为。 合适的事情也让我们知道为什么我们要凡事来感恩，主啊，就求你与我们同在，听我们这样祷告，奉靠主耶稣基督的名，阿门。Amen.
Well, happy Thanksgiving, everyone.
感恩节快乐.
Because this is Thanksgiving week, we're going to be talking about a Thanksgiving topic, giving thanks.
岁首年终数恩典，感恩时节说感恩，感恩节马上要到了，所以我们今天的讲到的题目是关于感恩。
We should remember that Thanksgiving isn't just about the Pilgrim settlers thanking the Native Americans for helping them out through a rough winter season in the 1600s.
我首先要提醒大家的，感恩节不仅仅是纪念在1600年代那个时候早期的移民感情印第安人帮助他们度过第一个寒冷的冬季。
It was way more than that. It was a day to thank God. And here's a historical quote.
其实，感恩节更深的含义，感恩节是一个感谢上帝的日子。Though
it's a uniquely American tradition, the roots of Thanksgiving go back to ancient Israel. In a real sense, the Jews invented Thanksgiving.
尽管感恩节确实是美国独特的节日，但是感恩节的来源却是回到古代的以色列人，可以这么说，是犹太人发明了感恩节。In
the King James Bible itself, there are 28 references. To Thanksgiving.
在 King James 这个版本的圣经当中，我数到了28处提到感恩一词。
For the people of Israel, Thanksgiving was a time of feasting, fasting, praising God, singing songs. It was a rich celebration and still is for observant Jews today.
对于古代以色列的子民来说，感恩节是用来欢宴、进食、赞美上帝、唱歌的日子。 人们大大的庆祝，今天那些敬虔的犹太人依然如此。The
pilgrim William Bradford himself was a student of the Hebrew scriptures. The pilgrims took them very seriously.
威廉布雷福德是一个英国来的早期的移民，也是 Plymouth 第一任的总督。他自己研读希伯来的经文，其实早期的移民每个人都圣经都非常的认真。The
idea of giving thanks to God with the feast was something that was given to us from the knowledge of the Bible. In a very real way, the pilgrims saw themselves too as a chosen people of God being led to a promised land.
用一个节日的方式来感谢上帝，其灵感就是来自于圣经的知识。早期的移民真的认为他们是上帝所拣选的子民，被上帝引领到应许之地。In
the 1600s, at that Thanksgiving table, they acknowledge God's good providence and bless the God of heaven who brought us over the furious ocean.
在1600年代的感恩节的桌前，他们感谢上帝丰富的供应， 并且赞美上帝带领他们渡过浪大风急的大海。
For what could sustain us except for the Spirit of God and His grace? Asked Bradford. He then quoted Moses, Our fathers cried out unto Him, and He heard their voice and looked upon their adversity. And that's a verse from Deuteronomy chapter 26, verse 7.
布雷福德问道，除了上帝的灵和他自己的恩典，还有什么能够扶持我们呢？他引用摩西的话说，我们的列祖哀求耶和华，耶和华听了他的声音，看见了他们的困苦。这是申命记26章7节。
In addition to proclaiming a day of thanksgiving like the ancient Hebrews did before them, Bradford and his flock also praised God's loving kindness.
除了向古时候的希伯来人指定一天来感恩以外，布雷福德和他的同伴们还称谢上帝的慈爱和信实。
Using the famous refrain from Psalms 106 and 107 in Jewish liturgy, he said, Give thanks to the Lord, for He is good. His love and kindness endures forever.
他们诵读诗篇106篇、107篇，他们用犹太人的赞美来祷告。他们说，称谢我们的神，因为他是美好，他的慈爱存到永远。
Now this Thanksgiving idea took different forms when it came to America.
早期的殖民地的人民庆祝感恩节各种各样不同的方式。
It wasn't until George Washington, the Republic's first president, proclaimed November 26, 1789 as a day for thanking God for bringing America through its trials that an official holiday was created.
直到共和国的第一任总统乔治华盛顿指定1789年11月26日作为感谢上帝带领美国度过各样艰难困苦的纪念日。
Now here's the interesting part. George Washington himself was a student of the Hebrew Scriptures. He believed with all his heart that America would only be blessed if they acknowledged the source of all blessings.
非常有趣的是，乔治华盛顿本人也非常的研读希伯来的圣经。他真心相信，只要我们承认上帝是祝福的来源，上帝的祝福就会临到美国。
So I want to ask you, like George Washington and William Bradford before in American history, do we thank God for both the blessings and the trials that we go through this past year?
我现在像之前的华盛顿，以及威廉，布雷福德一样，我现在来问你们，你们愿意为在过去一年当中经历好的事情？坏的事情，各样的试炼，来感谢上帝吗？
For God is the source of all the blessings that we have.
因为上帝是各样美善祝福的源头。
Now perhaps the reason why it may be hard for you to be thankful is the fact that you have so many hardships.
也许你在过去一年当中经历了许多的困难，所以你发现要说出感恩的事情，感恩是一件不太容易的事情。
But we will find that the reason why we should be thankful does not only relate to our circumstances.
但是接下来我们会发现，其实感谢上帝并不一定与我们的环境，并不一定是因为我们所处的环境。
And that's why we read Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20. In this passage, we find out what thanksgiving is all about.
我们刚走到了以弗所书五章十八到二十节，我们在这里会学习到感恩节的真正的含义是什么。
So although it is up there, if you would like, you can turn your Bibles or your smartphones to Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20, and we're going to find out what it says about thanksgiving.
Okay, 屏幕上已经有，但是我还是建议大家翻到你的圣经，或者是用你的手机翻到这一处的经文。
Allow me to read it. I'm going to read it twice in English, and then I'm going to have Elder Fong read it twice again in Mandarin in order for it to sink in.
李牧师会读英文读两遍，然后我来读中文的再读两遍。
Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, singing and making melody from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ. Let me read that again. Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, speaking to one another with psalms, hymns, and songs from the Spirit, Sing and make music from your heart to the Lord, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满。当用诗歌、诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。 酒不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，乃要被圣灵充满，当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢父神。
Okay, that was twice.
Yes.
Okay, good. Well, as we read this passage, we learn a few things about the nature of thanksgiving from it.
我们从这段经文当中可以学习感恩的原本的意义。
Three things. First of all, thanksgiving is to be directed to God first, others second. Thanksgiving is to be directed to God first, other people second.
第一点，感谢首先是对神，然后对人。感谢是先对神，后对人。
Now let's look at Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20.
然后我们再来看以弗所书五章二十节。
It says, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ.
凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名常常感谢父神。
Now the fact that it says that we should give thanks to God, to Him for everything, sort of assumes that it should be a matter of fact idea that thanksgiving goes to Him no matter what.
这里说凡事要感谢，意思说上帝理所当然的在任何的事情上都应该被感谢。
This also means that we should thank people or organizations second because of the fact that this group or this people was not the primary reason behind this thanksgiving.
这里也意味着即使某个人或者某一个机构某一些人是让我们感谢的原因，但是我们对人的感谢应该还是在其次。
Thanking God first and thanking other people second is a way to show everyone that God is in control of life, not other people, not other circumstances.
先感谢神，然后再感谢人，是我们向人向神来表示我们相信上帝乃是掌权的，不是我们自己或者是其他的人。
The second thing that we see from this passage is that thanksgiving is not a suggestion, but commanded for all things. Thanksgiving is not a suggestion, but a commandment for all things.
第二点，感恩不是一个建议，而是一个命令，而且是要为凡事来感恩。
Look at your Bibles in the middle of Ephesians chapter 5, verse 20. It says that we are to give thanks for everything.
在五章二十节中间的经文告诉我们，我们要凡事感恩。
Now you might ask, what about things that are wrong? What about things that are horrible and evil?
你也许要问，难道我们要为那些不好的事情来感恩吗？难道我们要为那些邪恶的、可怕的事情来感恩吗？
We get a hint here from this passage that God can even use bad situations for good in the future.As the writer of Ephesians himself, Paul experienced while he was in jail for the faith, he used this opportunity to evangelize the jail guards and the prisoners.
我们从这里可以稍许的看出来，上帝甚至可以用不好、糟糕的环境来成就将来的美好的事情。就像以弗所书的作者保罗所经历的，当他因为信仰的缘故来坐监的时候，他就利用这个机会来向狱卒和其他的囚犯来传福音。
So what I am saying is that as you're reading Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 to 20, Paul was writing this very verse while he was in prison in a so-called bad state.
当我们读这几节经文的时候，保罗其实是处在一个不好的环境，他是在一个监狱里面。
Basically, he took a lemon and made it into lemonade.
就好像说他拿了一个柠檬，他把它变成了一杯柠檬汁。
And that's what God does.
这就是上帝的祝福。
In a bad situation, we are to thank God that He is still in control. Thank Him that He will make still something good from this tragic or bad situation.
身处逆境的时候，我们来感谢上帝，因为我们相信上帝仍然掌控一切。我们感谢上帝，因为他能够化咒诅为祝福。
The third thing that we see from this passage is that thanksgiving is one of the ways to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Thanksgiving is one of the ways to be filled with the Holy Spirit.
第三点我要说的是，感恩是被圣灵充满的方式之一。感恩是被圣灵充满的方式之一。
All you have to do is look at Ephesians chapter 5, verses 18 through 20.
让我们再来看以弗所书五章十八到二十节。
It says, "Do not get drunk on wine, which leads to debauchery. Instead, be filled with the Spirit, always giving thanks to God the Father for everything, in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ."
不要醉酒，酒能使人放荡，那也被圣灵充满。当用诗章、颂词、灵歌彼此对说，口唱心和的赞美主。凡事要奉我们主耶稣基督的名，常常感谢神。
Now I know for a fact that all of us Christians wants to be filled with the Holy Spirit in a powerful and an effective way.
我相信我们每个基督徒都愿意被上帝的灵大有能力并且有效的充满。
The Bible here commands us to be filled with the Holy Spirit and then tells us how. By remembering God, seeing to God, personally and corporately singing worship music,and by commanding us to thank God for everything.
圣经要求我们被圣灵充满，也告诉我们如何被充满，那就是在个人或者集体的敬拜赞美当中思想神，赞美神，并且凡事来感谢神。
If you want to be filled spiritually, the Bible says you have to have an attitude of thankfulness and practice thanksgiving to God for all things.
你如果想要被圣灵充满的话，你首先应该有一个感恩的态度，然后来操练，凡事向神感恩。
You know, the older I get in life, the more I realize that much of the way we are is an accumulation of the attitudes that we have practiced in the past.
随着年龄的增长，我越来越发现，今天我们之所以是这样的一个样子，其实都是在过去的岁月当中，我们实践了各样态度的积累。
Have you ever noticed that those people who like to compare and complain about their negative circumstances or about people around them that they don't like are the ones who do not find that they have a good, peaceful life?
你有没有注意到有些人总是喜欢比较，总是喜欢抱怨他们周围不好的环境，周围他们不喜欢的人，这些人在生活当中其实很难找到真正的平安。
Are we surprised that usually these are also our friends that are the harder ones to get along with?
一点都不奇怪，这些人其实也很难与人相处。
It's because they're not thankful.
因为他们没有感恩的心。
But conversely, have you ever noticed that those who do not compare and complain about circumstances and people?
与此同时，你有没有注意到有些人从来不比较，从来不抱怨任何事情。
But pray about all of these negative circumstances and people and thank God for them and ask God how these things are helping them grow in their life.Usually have a better, more peaceful inner life.
相反的，这些人总是为这些事情来向神祷告。他们感谢神，因为这些事情让他们有成长的空间。这些人往往有更多的、更好的内心的平安。
And these usually are our friends who are the more easy ones to get along with.
所以你也喜欢这些人跟你在你周围。
Because they have more of an attitude and spirit of thanksgiving.
因为他们总是存着一个感恩的心。
It was when I observed this truth and saw this scripture passage that I realized that God was giving us a major reason why to give thanks as a way of life.
当我明白这个道理，在读这段经文的时候，我才真正的明白神给了我们一个以感恩做我们生活方式的重要的理由。
So in the spirit of the first thanksgiving and of Ephesians chapter 5 verses 18 to 20,What are you thankful to God for?
当我们了解了第一个感恩节的精神，以及我们读了以弗所书五章十八到二十节以后，我们现在问我们自己，我们有什么要向神感恩的？
Are you willing to give thanks to God more and make Thanksgiving a part of your lifestyle?
你愿意开始操练以凡事来向神感恩，做我们生活的形态吗？
Not just for some situations, but for all situations.
不仅仅为好的事情，也是为不好的事情来感恩。
Let's spend some time right now in quiet reflection and meditation and in prayer, thanking God for the things that has happened to us this past year.
让我们下面有一段安静的时间来默想、祷告，为过去一年所发生在我们身上的事情来感谢神。
Let us all bow our heads in prayer and spend some silent time with God right now, thanking Him.
让每个人都低头祷告。